That was Beggin' by Maneskin and Good Morning Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND. And again, this is Wake Up Normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are here with a very special guest today. We are here with Theater of TED social media chair, Sam Knappenberger. Hey, Sam, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm awake. I'm alive this morning. So it's always good.
I was going to say, that is already a great morning. And yes, we're so happy that you're here joining with us. So Theater of TED, I've actually been to quite a few TEDs in the past myself, and I'm very curious, just for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Theater of TED.
So Theater of TED is a weekly open stage, open mic.
Okay.
The truly beauty of it is you truly never know what you're going to get. It is truly what I think is beautiful about it. Our mantra is dare to suck. That I feel like it's not like the daring to be bad. It is the daring to possibly do something bad and the goal of also possibly doing something pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The risk of it is pretty fun.
I love that, actually. That is such a great mantra to have. And at TED, what kind of specific talents are people bringing to the table? Like, what are we expected to kind of see on like a weekly basis?
It's truly, what talent are you not going to see? So it's everything.
Okay, I gotcha.
Singing, magic, comedy. It's whatever you want. You want, like, you have, like, a paper you did or a speech that you feel like maybe you didn't nail correctly. You want to do it a second time. Anything you want to share with anyone,
yeah,
definitely come to Theater of TED. And please share it with us.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Like, singing, is that something that you guys kind of see?
Yeah.
Like, anything, honestly, I'm sure a lot of stand-up, a lot of comics, you know, comedians coming on.
So is there like a registry form you got to sign up to be on there?
Yeah. So actually, if you go on to our Instagram, we have a nice little welcome to TED. They'll give you all the little breakdown. But essentially, all it is, we have this little book, and you just go in there, you write your like name, the title of your act, and if it is your first time or not at TED. Because we always want to welcome anyone new with a really enthusiastic applause. So truly, honestly, just come for your first time, because we promise you they will give you a standing O.
Yes.
That's great.
Do you guys have any major events happening this semester with Theater of TED?
Yes. So on top of the weekly open mics, we also do some larger events. So later, like on March 2nd, we're doing Spring Break Bash.
Oh, okay.
It's very fun. And it's basically before TED and the APL Airport Lounge, we're going to be having some activities, some snacks, some coloring, and truly come out. Our regulars will be there, and board members who want to come out and hang out with us. It'll be a fun time.
No, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. And for those who are just tuning in, you know, this is Wake Up Normal, and we're just here with Sam Knappenberger, who is the social media chair of Theater of TED. So with Theater of TED, how can students come and support?
Oh, yeah, so there's a multitude of ways. So one, you can come to our weekly events, our larger events as well. But also we have weekly board meetings every Friday at noon in the airport lounge.
You know, anyone can come in like into the meeting and just be a part of it. Like, that's awesome.
That's really
cool.
I like that aspect.
So if you have ideas you want to pitch to us, or you just want to like see how the sausage gets made, you know,
how to plan
these events. So you want to come out and support, that'd be an amazing way.
So what time and where are the TED meetings at?
So TED meetings are every Friday in the airport lounge at noon.
At noon. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if I know where the airport lounge is for other people who don't know. Where is that located?
Yeah, so it's just past the CVA.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of tucked away between that and the big performing space. I forget what the...
Yeah, the Center for the Performing Arts.
And the Center for Visual Arts.
I
always get those going down that... Do you just keep
exactly
going down that walkway? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, right between there. If you keep going, you can't miss it.
No, you definitely...
You'll run right into the
airport. You'll find it right there, yeah.
Okay.
Again, like with Theater of TED, you guys perform, is it every Saturday night?
Yeah, so every Saturday night, we are in the CVA 145. But actually, this weekend in particular, we had to move. There is an event in that space. So we are in CVA 133 this week.
Oh, okay.
But every other week, we should be in 145. So to check our socials to see any updates. But yes.
Okay, no, that's awesome. I was going to say, and it's the nice vibe, too, because it's like a Saturday night. You're like, I don't really know what I'm doing this weekend. And you're like, wait a minute, Theater of Ted, they have their meeting this week. So then you guys will all be able to, you know, come down and, like, come support. And even, you know, like you said, dare to suck, you know, if you want to, like, you know, show off some of your, like, dance skills or something. And you want to, like, perform, and you know, just for an audience. It's, like, the perfect opportunity to get to show off you something that maybe you don't always get to do, like just in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, if you wrote something you want to share to others, you know, it's the perfect space for that, truly. If you just want to share something, and even if you're not sure how it's going to go.
Right.
There's beauty in that as well.
I really love that opportunity, because I feel like a lot of people nowadays have like a bunch of stage fright, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I feel like this is a really good opportunity to come like overcome stage fright, especially if you're thinking about performing somewhere, or you know, if you're doing a speech or something like that, maybe this is somewhere you can, you know, come practice a speech in front of an audience, or
absolutely
come do, you know, whatever you need to do to get in front of an audience, kind of shake off those jitters, you know, and really get yourself going.
It does remind me of the old Jerry Seinfeld joke of like more people would be rather like in like dead in a funeral than the one giving the eulogy.
I totally understand that,
and
it's
definitely
so
someone,
because
I have a speech background. So in high school I was on speech team, and also for a little bit I was on forensic union
here
at ISU. And definitely, like, yeah, a space like this is very welcoming, especially to writing new stuff, trying new stuff. We're very welcoming that, and we want to really foster a nice, friendly, fun environment to let you go out there and try something. Like, if it doesn't go well, it's still, like, we're still going to try to have you a nice time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I'm so glad that there is something on campus that allows for, you know, the students, like, the space to do this. So it is really awesome. And again, thank you so much, Sam, for coming on this morning. We really appreciate it. And just telling us a little bit more about Theater of Ted. And just one more time, like, when and where can people come to see Ted?
Oh, yeah. So if you want to get involved, please come out to our weekly board meetings every Friday and APL. We have a weekly open mic every Saturday at 8. And also some other big stuff coming up is we have Spring Break Bash coming up. And then also later in the semester, we'll be doing mock prom. It's really fun.
Yes.
And we do have a little special teaser that we're going to be dropping here. This is exclusive. I can't give exact details, but Ted is looking to put on a larger event on campus later this semester. So please look out for that on our social medias, and possibly other RSO's social medias as well.
I got you. That's exciting. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much, Sam, for coming on. Thank you again for sharing just a little bit about Ted with us.
Absolutely. I love sharing it.
Yes.
It's a fun thing for me to do, and definitely I want to share that love with others. Definitely.
Yes. And that's great. Dare to suck.
Yes.
Dare to suck.
I love that.